the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of the ground below. That lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten. That light alone the path of peace can show.
The Madisonville Church of Christ, located at 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, invites you to join them for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? A program of biblical questions and answers presented each week at this time. And now, your host and preacher for the Madisonville Church of Christ, Russell Klein.
Hello there. My name is Russell Klein, and this is What Does the Bible Say? A weekly program of biblical questions and answers brought to you by the good folks at the Madisonville Church of Christ. Welcome to our broadcast. I hope that you'll enjoy the time that you spend here with us as we seek together answers to your questions about God's holy word. Now, before I get into the question that I want to answer today, I'd like to take advantage of this opportunity to encourage you to send us your questions about the Bible. Any questions that you have are most welcome, and we hope that you will take the time to write them down and mail them to us here at What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, which is located at 1035 North Main Street in Madisonville, Kentucky. The zip code here is 42431. If you would care to call us and leave us a message with your question, you can do that by dialing us up at area code 270-821-3544. Or if you would prefer to contact us on the internet, all you need to do is go to our church web address. The address for our webpage is www.madisonvillechurchofchrist.org. Now, those are all lowercase letters with no spaces or dashes between the words. And once you've found our homepage, just look for the link that says Contact Us, and then from there, you'll be able to send me an email message with your question. Whether you write or call, it makes no difference to me. I simply look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to having an opportunity to answer any questions you may have about the Bible or about religious matters in general right here on What Does the Bible Say? Now, I would also like to encourage you to take advantage of one of the many free offers that the Madisonville Church of Christ makes to those who listen to this program. If, for example, you would like to receive a free Bible correspondence course, well, all you need to do is ask for one. We offer several different correspondence courses that cover virtually every aspect of Bible study. Maybe you've been trying to study the Bible on your own, but you've been frustrated by a lack of organization in your studies. Well, one of our Bible correspondence courses is going to be just the thing you need to help you to make sense of God's will for humanity. Why not give us a call today? Our area code, once again, is 270, and our number is 821-3544. Leave us your name and your mailing address and let us know that you want to be signed up for a free Bible correspondence course, and we'll get the first lesson out to you right away. And again, it's absolutely free of charge. We pay for the postage both ways because, well, we're not interested in your money. We just want to help you to learn more about the Word of God. So, well, I hope that I'll be hearing from you very soon, and I hope that you will take us up on our offer. Now for today's question. Could you address the use of 2 Chronicles 7:14? What application does it have for us today? Well, 2 Chronicles 7:14 is a passage from the Old Testament that reads like this. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now, I see this passage quoted a great deal on social media, especially since the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. And many of those who have quoted this passage on social media have argued that it applies directly to the times in which we live, and that it attests to the fact that the pandemic is punishment from God for humanity's sins, and that if humanity will only repent, well, then God will stop the pandemic. This, however, is a sadly mistaken notion. In its immediate context, 2 Chronicles 7:14 is a warning that if any calamity shall befall the land of Israel, the Lord will remove it, if the people will repent of their sins. This was a promise that the Lord had made to Israel a number of times. In Deuteronomy 11:26 through 28, we read one such example of such a promise being made to the Israelites. In their case, the goodness of their land was tied directly to the spiritual goodness of the people. As long as the people of Israel remained faithful to God, then the land of Israel would bring forth and prosper, and the people would do well. But if the people of Israel strayed away from the will of God, if they started worshiping false gods and engaging in idolatrous pagan practices, well, then the Lord would no longer bless them or the land in which they lived. And the land would no longer bring forth abundantly, and the people would begin to suffer accordingly. Now, the idea of kinship between the welfare of the land and the spirituality of the people, that may have been part of Israel's connection with God in the Old Covenant, but it's just not part of the New Covenant. It's not part of the New Testament. The COVID-19 pandemic is not a plague set loose upon man by God. Now, I've actually dealt with this very question in some previous programs. A lot of folks still seem to have the idea that COVID-19 is something that God unleashed upon the world as punishment for humanity's sins. But the idea is just not supported by the Bible. It would not make sense for the Lord to do something like that in this day and age, especially when it is so easy for humanity to repent, to obey Him, and to find complete and utter forgiveness for our sins. No, the COVID-19 pandemic arose from nature. It came from out of the natural world, as diseases do, as they have done since God created the world. COVID-19's effects upon humanity cannot be blamed upon the Almighty. Those who have suffered and died with this disease are not victims of God's wrath. They are simply victims of a disease. Something that is a natural part of the world in which we live. People die from various diseases every day, and we don't think of those other diseases as being plagues set upon us by the Lord. Why should we think any differently about COVID-19? God is not in heaven waiting for humanity to repent before He will bring COVID-19 to an end. The COVID-19 pandemic ultimately will end. It will end when it is supposed to end, just like it began as it was supposed to begin, according to the laws and principles of the natural world that God has established. Now, of course, I've been praying every day for the Lord to bring the pandemic to an end, for I know that He possesses the power to do so. But I'm not operating under any kind of illusion that God is the cause of the pandemic, that my personal repentance is key to getting rid of the pandemic. My personal repentance, my personal salvation, that's a personal matter between me and the Father in heaven, just as your salvation is a personal matter between you and God. From our perspective here in the 21st century, 2 Chronicles 7:14 teaches us that God is ready and willing and able to forgive all who will come to Him on His terms. As Jesus put it in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me." Passages like these remind us of the greatness of God's mercy and the infinite nature of His love for mankind. That's how 2 Corinthians 7:14 applies to us today, as a reminder of God's mercy and God's love for us all. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance, as we are reminded in the New Testament. And so, we need to remember every day that God wants us to repent. He wants us to obey Him. That's what He is in heaven waiting for us to do. It doesn't matter about COVID-19, about this terrible calamity that has befallen humanity when it comes to our personal salvation. We all should be seeking salvation and know that salvation only comes from the Lord. But we also need to understand that there's not any kind of a direct tie between the pandemic and our spiritual salvation. We need to make sure that we are taking every step that we can and every precaution that we can to protect ourselves from the COVID-19 pandemic. And by the same token, we need to be taking every step and every precaution that we can to make sure that our souls are saved eternally. You know, people are talking a lot lately about vaccinations, getting vaccinated against COVID-19. Well, you know something? It makes a lot of sense to do something like that, just as it makes a lot of sense to get protected against sin. You know, the big difference between a COVID-19 vaccination and salvation from sin is that no COVID-19 vaccination is guaranteed to be 100% effective. But the blood of Christ, that is 100% effective against sin, against every sin that there is. The Lord has made it possible for all of us to obey Him, to follow in the footsteps of the Son of God, and ultimately to be saved from our sins if we are willing to do so. I hope that you are willing to do as God commands so that you can be saved from your sins. I hope that you'll come and visit us at the Madisonville Church of Christ. I hope that you will talk to us and inquire about what the Lord's will is for you. I would love nothing less than to be able to sit down and study the Bible with you personally, so that together we can learn about God's will for all of us, and so that together we can do the will of the Lord, having obeyed Him and ultimately seeking and finding salvation from our sins. I hope that you'll tune in again next time for another edition of What Does the Bible Say? Thank you for being with us today. I hope that you will continue to read your Bible, study it every single day, and any questions you have about it, well, please bring them to our attention. Until next time, I hope and pray that God will bless you as you remain committed to studying His holy word.
Questions and comments to be answered on What Does the Bible Say? Should be sent to What Does the Bible Say? In care of the Madisonville Church of Christ, 1035 North Main Street, Madisonville, Kentucky, 42431. Or you may call the church directly at 821-3544. You are invited to attend the services of the Madisonville Church of Christ, Sunday morning Bible study at 9:30 a.m. with worship following at 10:30, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7. We hope that this morning's program has been informative and uplifting to you. Tune in next week for more questions and answers on What Does the Bible Say?